Ottawa, immigration measures announced as part of Canada's border response to President-elect Donald Trump's 25% tariff threat are starting to be implemented, beginning with a ban on what's known as flagpolling. This is when someone who was in Canada on a temporary visa leaves for the U.S. then quickly re-enters Canada to access immigration services at a port of entry. The restriction on providing work and study permits to flagpolers takes effect today. Last week, Immigration Minister Mark Miller said that going forward, temporary visa holders will have to apply online to extend their stay in Canada. The Canadian Border Services Agency processed more than 69,300 people who engaged in flagpolling in the 2023-2024 fiscal year. There are still rare exceptions where a person will be granted a work or study permit even though they meet the definition of flagpolling, including international truck drivers with a work permit, professionals under certain free trade agreements, and American citizens. Miller first announced the plan to ban the practice on December 17, alongside Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc, who promised a border control package worth $1.3 billion. This includes removing the point value for having a job offer in Canada's express entry immigration system. The stated goal of this change is to reduce and prevent immigration fraud. In a social media post, Miller said this will take effect in the spring and that it will be a temporary measure. A broader review of the express entry program is being conducted, and a future decision on the value of a job offer in that system will be made at that time. A labor market impact assessment, a key document required for an employer to hire a foreign worker, is currently worth 50 to 200 points in the express entry system. Applicants are not supposed to pay for these, but a black market has emerged where people are charging tens of thousands of dollars for these documents. Applications that are already in progress won't be affected once this change takes effect. Miller also said the government is looking at ways to streamline Canada's asylum system at that December 17 press conference. This includes exploring options to quickly deal with illegitimate claims. The government's broader border measures plan to respond to Trump's 25% tariff threat also includes enhanced aerial surveillance and drug detection efforts. The Canadian Press.